You know, the one thing I'll say to fathers who are going through co-parenting situations where you aren't going to see your child every day, or maybe you've already been not seeing your child every day, is don't be afraid to talk to your child.
Right.
Because the thing that I assumed was that my daughter didn't halfway love me in the first place. Wow. Like, you got to think, I grew up without a father, without a mother. Like, my grandmother raised me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell people, like, if we're in Arlington, my dad stayed the equivalent of, like, Grand Prairie or something, and he just didn't come around. So my only thing I ever cared about was being a good father,
right?
And I was failing miserably because I didn't know relationally how to deal with
right.
women, you know what I'm saying? And so that just drew a wedge between right. me and my child at a young age. So, man, as we got to that time, like, I'll never forget it, bro, because our lease was about to be up in like August, and that was the whole reason why we were still staying together right. or whatever. And then it was like 1 month before or something like that. She just was like, hey, can you handle it? Because I'm about to roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, and I was like, oh, okay. Don't even worry about that, folk. Like, you just tell your, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? And then it just started like a downhill spiral. I had so much hate and bitterness against her.
Right.
I thought that the peace would be in just not being around her. Mm-hmm. But it took me to get to 34 to realize, Anthony, you were always the biggest issue because you needed to deal with yourself.
Top of the morning, afternoon, and the evening. It's the Wayne World Podcast. You know what it is. We're going to get that raw. We're going to get that real, that uncut.
Top of the morning, the afternoon, and the evening to you, whomever you may be, wherever you may be watching, looking, or listening. It's your boy Ant Mo, trapping out of Bando. Whoa, let me eat with your big baby. And welcome to Wayne's Words, my middle name, you on Tumbat. And, you know what I'm saying? Guess who's back? Back again. Tell your friends saying that. Man, what you got going, folk? Oh, you want some more? Hey, him want attention. What's up, man? Randy C. Mays in the building, dog. What's
hey, poppin'? Man, Randy C. Mays, man, in my whole night. Now, listen, man, it's been a minute, and my mailbox is full. My Gmail, my Rocket Mail, my Hotmail, my Yahoo account, and they got one question. Everybody asks the same question.
Ain't nobody asking no questions.
Man, you want to
be popular, so
you want to see it on my phone?
Bad.
Wait a minute, it done locked up. I got to show you.
What's your question, man?
Hey, man, can we cuss on her?
Man, we got a guest in the building. Let's ask Cash. Cash, can we cuss on her, dog?
Nah, man, y'all need to be cussing.
All right, man, he said we good wholesome Christian folks.
Hey, man, it's okay. The people, hey, y'all heard the people, man. They say we can't cuss on
her. Hey,
they
said, hey, hold on. Man. They said when Jesus used to say, call people brood of vipers, that was a cuss word. That's what they said. That's all I'm saying.
Don't get mad. Just flip tables.
Yeah. Hold on. That's two different texts. You trying to exegete? You trying to exegete? Listen, man.
I ain't mean to blaspheme.
Listen, dog. Welcome to another episode of Wayne's World Podcast. Coming live and direct from the couch, man. I'm your hostess with the mostest, and Mo. Once again, we got Randy C. Mays in the building, man. We are here with a good'un. You know what I'm saying? A oldie but a goodie. Uh-oh. You know what I'm talking about? Hey. Half on the baby. All I need is your body. You know what I'm talking about? Man, listen, let me tell you something. Let me look every baby mama in their eyes and tell them like this. That's both our kids.
Ooh.
Hey, look, man, let me just be honest here, because we're gonna take some twists and turns in here, okay? I just want to start this by saying I have matured in life and I've made some different changes, you understand what I'm saying? So this ain't gonna be what people think it's gonna be, but we're gonna keep it funky.
Gotcha.
So let me ask you, Randy C. Mays. First of all, before we get into any of that, it's been a long time since I done left you without a dope beat to step to. So I don't know, man. I'm kind of thinking in music these days. Okay. But anyway, no, seriously, man. How you been, dog? It's been a minute.
Blessed and highly favored, man.
Oh, man, you want to be churchy so bad, dog. Hey, this is why Trey don't like us. Trey, boy, Trey be like, can you just not say Jesus, bro? Can you just not? And I be like, bro, listen, dog, I love you with all my heart and my corazón, dog. You know what I'm saying? We gonna find our balance, but I'm like, man, we gotta mention old man, we gotta mention old him.
Got to, man.
But nah, man, you been good though. Man, tell me, hey, listen, bro, for y'all who don't know, Randy C. Mays is mixed with a little bit of Jamaican, he mixed with a little bit of African. That boy worked about 16-17 hours a day. Yeah. Hey, you should be sleeping right now, truth be told.
Absolutely should be, man.
I can see the reds of your corneas.
But the people need us.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you be without me?
They need a word.
Man, I'll say this. Work and personal life definitely have been hectic, but there's no excuses. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really do have to work at being consistent. That conversation would have fit well in the Cap Is at an All-Time High episode that y'all will be getting super soon.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of cap for y'all making excuses for stuff that y'all should just be doing as men anyway. Oh. But I digress. So, man, let's get into some co-parenting, man. Let's get into those people who have, you know, in my case and your case, you know, our kids were in the household from the very beginning. You know what I'm saying? And then dealing with the transition of them not being there as every day, really, as you would desire. Just kind of give some background into your situation and how you've learned to maneuver through it.
Right, man. So I got a divorce in December of 2019. We started a household split in probably like September of 2019. And we do a 50-50 custody agreement. So I get them for a week, she get them for a week, and we alternate. The key factor for me is I'm still dad.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can take my place. I'll always be relevant. And I have to be more intentional about contact with them when they're outside the house. But overall, as far as the co-parent dynamic, which is most important, keep it super simple. If it ain't about the kids, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just that simple, huh?
Keep it simple, man.
You could just...
keep it simple.
Don't even talk about it.
Well, when you talk about who they with and all that stuff.
So if she texts you and asks you about y'all or about being friends, you just ignore it. Or y'all already friends. Y'all consider y'allself friends.
We ain't got no beef.
They ain't saying y'all friends.
I don't know what we is. We don't hang out on weekends. I see my friends from time to time.
So I'll say this. My dynamic was a little bit different. And... you know, we are going to get into the good, but let's start with the bad, okay? So, when me and my, I got divorced, okay, so first of all, it was a stormy and cloudy yet sunny day at the same time, okay? It was in March, I could tell. It was a couple weeks before Freaknik, or what the white people call, what's the holiday coming up with the Irish people?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks before St. Patrick's Day. It was a beautiful day, yet it was a balmy day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to feel about it, but no, man. So you know, first of all, the process started with, you know, she signed all the, you know, the whatever you call that, the waiver of even having to show up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was honestly, in my heart, happy about the situation. I felt like it was toxic. I feel like, you know, my daughter was not enjoying a certain quality of life. Right. But I set myself up for failure in one regard. First of all, we had already agreed to a certain payment. For whatever the reason, because I didn't know no better, when I left out of there, that lady slid me that state form that I didn't realize I didn't have to fill it out. Like if you have agreed to a payment and it's in the paperwork, you don't have to technically get on child support. But I set myself up for the old dipshit dude. So that was a interesting dynamic. But we still stayed together up until for 5 months. And so that is very weird, first of all, now that I think about it, because you just shouldn't do that.
So, what, no. So hold on, time out. Let me get a 20.
What?
So you had a real life situation. You had a real life situation where you could tell a female.
Mm-hmm.
I stay with my old lady, but we ain't together. You had a real life.
No.
So you wasn't lying with her.
I wasn't even, to be honest with you, I wasn't even trying to talk to nobody.
Oh, okay.
See, what happens with when the man gets into the black household,
yeah,
they separate the core family, the dynamic. And so they want to get on child support. They want to get on food stamps. They want to get on WIC and TANF and all those things.
Now, who plight is that?
That's the plight of the black man. But see, this is the thing, Trey. Jesus was a black man. That's the thing they got to understand. So no, but seriously, not about the whole the plight of the black man thing, but no, yeah, seriously. Yeah. So it was a weird dynamic.
Right.
But I don't even know. I guess we had got so used to operating separately. Because, mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I think it was about like a year and a half, 2 years, we were already at odds, and it just was, I didn't see any hope. I don't know if she did either. Right. But the weird thing was my anger at my life at that time and the things that I was dealing with didn't allow me to be the father that I desired to be.
Gotcha.
And I was very angry. And so dealing with my daughter, she received a lot of the brunt of those things, which made her not even want to really deal with me, to be honest. Right. A lot of the time she would cry when she was be left with me, and I was just like, yo, this is crazy. So it came to this boiling point at one point where she told me about how my daughter wasn't going to deal with me anymore and I need to do this and that. And I believed it to a certain degree, but I just went and talked to my 5-year-old at that time, and right. It was the start of us actually building a tangible relationship.
Right.
You know, the one thing I'll say to fathers who are going through co-parenting situations where you aren't going to see your child every day, or maybe you've already been not seeing your child every day, is don't be afraid to talk to your child.
Right.
Because the thing that I assumed was that my daughter didn't halfway love me in the first place. Wow. Like, you got to think, I grew up without a father, without a mother. Like, my grandmother raised me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell people, like, if we're in Arlington, my dad stayed the equivalent of, like, Grand Prairie or something. And he just didn't come around. So my only thing I ever cared about was being a good father.
Right.
And I was failing miserably because I didn't know relationally how to deal with
right.
women. You know what I'm saying? And so that just drew a wedge between right. me and my child at a young age. So, man, as we got to that time, like, I'll never forget it, bro, because our lease was about to be up in, like, August. And that was the whole reason why we were still staying together right. or whatever. And then it was, like, 1 month before or something like that. She just was like, hey, can you handle it? Because I'm about to roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, and I was like, oh, okay. Don't even worry about that, folk. Like, you just tell your, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? And then it just started like a downhill spiral. I had so much hate and bitterness against her.
Right.
I thought that the peace would be in just not being around her. Mm-hmm. But it took me to get to 34 to wow. realize, Anthony, you were always the biggest issue because you needed to deal with yourself.
Wow.
You couldn't be a better father because you were too busy blaming somebody else for why you were in a bad marriage or whatever it may be. And so it made co-parenting very rocky
right.
for quite a few years where we were at odds. And, you know, I was doing, and I was as broke as could be. I remember I was personal training at the time, and I was bringing in like $1,500 a month, which is kind of cool for a trainer, but it's like, okay, that's cute, but
right.
where you paying rent at, and where the food coming at, and where the clothes for the babies, yeah. and you know what I'm saying? Right. And so I went through that whole process, and what I can say, hindsight, is that she always did give me the benefit of the doubt,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think she understood. Well, she did later admit that even her putting me on child support was rooted in wanting me to hurt like she hurt.
Wow.
Which I couldn't even receive it at that time because it was just like, well, nigga, take me off then. You know, like, look, that's that. Calm down. But, yeah, man, it created a big back and forth between right. us. And as I started, like, finding odd jobs to do because I was a quote-unquote entrepreneur and I was trying right. to find my way, it just made it less time for me to spend with my kid, more arguments to have eventually with her because she's like, well, you ain't sending me no bread. Like, I was getting my daughter, but, you know, some people feel like that time ain't good enough, folk. And so it was just one of those things. And so I'll ask you,
yep.
what was it that allowed you guys, even though no situation is crystal smooth absolutely as you can not. Be,
right.
what allowed you guys to make a bit of a better transition in working with each other where ultimately marriage is almost always when they end, it's just a bunch of hate and vitriol towards each other.
Honestly, man, I took a high road and a bunch of losses in the beginning. Like, a lot. I was essentially a punching bag. You know what I mean? But my daughter has this discerning spirit. She can sense everything. So I care more about sparing my daughter's feelings and keeping her in a healthy place than I do about winning a battle with a girl. You see what I mean? So it was more so of a, there was some back and forth that took place like right after divorce, whatever. And I ended up calling. I said, listen, I was like, we already divorced. Hell, I'm on child support already. I ain't scared to tell you nothing. So anything that you hear that I said, call me. I'll either confirm or I'll say I didn't say it. Mm-hmm. And that opened up a line of communications there. And I think around that time period, me and you ended up doing a fast for like, I don't know if it was a day or.
I remember that.
After that, we fasted. And then I had the conversation with her. That's what happened. And then she was just like, she hit me with like 10 or 15 things that she had heard I said.
Dang.
Right. And all of them were lies. So the bad blood that was taking place for that month, it was like January or something like that. It was a bunch of stuff going on. It was, and how she was acting was all based on lies she had heard through the grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to the camera. From church people. Hey, like, seriously, bro. It was some off-the-wall, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get into it.
I already know.
Yeah, it was some off-the-wall stuff, and I'm like, I don't even talk like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Man, and I could add on to that because me and my sister, and he knows because we've talked about it, it was just last year that we actually restored our relationship in totality. Like, this dates back 6-7 years now that we weren't talking because she was trying to express to me a hurt that she had in me getting a divorce, but you can't live this for me.
Yeah.
I get that I'm your big brother and all of these things, but man, it caused a lot of strains. And so I already know, man, and people will take narratives and run with that. It's like, you know how I am as a father. Why would I ever leave you to go be with somebody else and say, if nothing else, say F my child? That's the craziest thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
But that's just the reality of, you know, things like this happening. Sometimes you see the worst that comes out of people. And I've had to learn not to hold it against them, but you just learn how to move with people. You don't tell everybody everything. And above all, I think it's important as men, we maintain our integrity. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Because when I started moving a different way recently, like my ex called me like months ago, and I don't know what she heard or how she heard it, but it wasn't even the case.
Right.
But it did bring about a real conversation we had to have where it's like, okay, Anthony, maybe you are still holding some things against her. Because I'm telling you, like, pandemic, like, you know, my thing was like, hey, man, I get, you may not be, because she has her own business. Right. And, yeah, she make more money than me. Probably by a long shot. She getting to it. But, you know, it wasn't booming then. And it kind of humbled me because I'm like, I never even said, hey, y'all good over there? Like, it was just when you have such a mindset towards somebody, you can justify treating people away based off your own little feelings. Right, which, as men, we got to stop being so emotional. Like, that's not an inherent characteristic of ours. It's not that we shouldn't feel or express how we feel, our emotions in general. But, man, we'll allow it to make us act like suckers.
Yeah.
And so that was an interesting dynamic or whatever. But back to that conversation, it took me to really sit with myself. She said something to me, and I said, you know what? We've been doing bad towards each other for so long that I have no choice but to receive what you're saying to me.
Wow.
And actually take it in. You know what I'm saying? And that began to be the tearing down of stuff. Like, man, when we were married, bro, I've said things to her that I would never repeat. Like, I tell people that all the time. I said the worst stuff you could ever say to a person, to her.
Right.
Just because, guess what? If you're going to try to make me feel a way, this mouth powerful, kinfolk, I'll make you feel like scum. And I took pride in it. But I was young. I was stupid.
Right.
I made a decision that I shouldn't have made based off of other people.
Right.
And that bitterness, it'll bring the worst out you. Absolutely. I ain't going to compare it to somebody putting their hands on a woman, because I'm not saying that that's okay either. But I'm like, you get what I'm saying? It's just those... You like marriage is, it's just not an easy thing
at all.
People look forward to dresses and how they gonna dance down the aisle and how much this bouquet costs, but they never look at the reality, even the sex, and they don't realize that sex ain't that long. Number one, it just ain't. And then number two, the reality of it is there's gonna be 20 something more hours in a day that you gotta look at this person, that you gotta work with them together, and you need to start figuring out what their life goals are. Like, what do we have in common? Like, you can say opposite attracts all day long, but them opposites better be a smooth groove. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because this ain't for play. And so we went through all of that stuff, man, and it took a long time for me to grow up.
Right.
And I'll bring you even closer. As the time of we're recording this podcast, I was able to, for the first time, have a healthy conversation with my daughter about the things that happened in the relationship and how we've even able to get to where we're at now, to my daughter to be 15 and for her to, for the first time, say, I can see a difference in y'all's relationship and how y'all communicate with each other. Like, it takes a lot of stress off of her. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it matters to me now that, right. And it should have always mattered to me, but it's like, you should see me being loving towards your mom. You should see me treat your mom a certain way.
Spot on.
And I kind of got that dynamic from you. Mm-hmm. And so tell me about how you even got to that understanding to even execute it.
Right. So, I'll talk about that later. But so the loving dynamic is, it hit me one day towards the end. It was actually a comment that she made. She made a comment when we were discussing the number on child support for the decree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she made a statement that said, I have to make sure that me and the girls are good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my issue with that is, been taking care of you since I was 19 years old. I have a track record, right?
Right.
But what often happens is that during the marriage, when y'all are good, you got a track record of providing and doing all this stuff, right? And then it starts to go downhill. And the dynamic changes. You treat her according to the situation and not what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So now it's saying that this is the new track record on how my life is going to be post-divorce. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's like up until when she moved out, I still was like car insurance, all the stuff like that until a certain date. Right? Yeah. So I had a track record even when all hell was breaking loose of doing what I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So now post-divorce, I still have a leadership role. She still calls and runs stuff by me because I'm their father. I don't have that issue. You see what I'm saying? But I had a track record of doing it. So keep your integrity, and you ain't got to do nothing crazy or go break the bank or be paying for bags or nothing like that. But at least do what you said you're going to do and show them that post-divorce or post-breakup, I'm still going to be in a position to do what I said I was going to do and be a father.
Yeah.
The second thing was, since y'all are apart now, there are going to be very few encounters where the kids actually see y'all engage one another. And kids have a crazy sense. So, like you said, they have to see you love their mom. Because you don't know what joke is she dating. You don't know. They have to see it. And they need to see it from you because you should be the most influential male in their life. So, they still need to see you love on their mom. Yep. So, that's why I make a big deal. If it is a birthday dinner, I make sure my kids hear me say that I'm going to pay for their mom's food.
Yeah.
All these four, they're on mine. I'm not being showy, but I want them to see that I still got her.
Yeah.
When I draw off the kids, it's a side church hug and a kiss on the forehead every time.
Whoa.
Every time. Every time.
That's big.
It ain't no old school.
I don't know
about
no forehead kisses, folk.
It's still
them forehead kisses is, I seen Jackson do that on Best Man. That's what got him, what's the name, girl knocked off.
Boy, you stupid. You stupid. So they going to see it every time. Boy, you stupid. man. So I think it's important that you do what you say you're going to do, man, and that you don't change up, because you change up in the last 3 months because of the marriage, because you're in your feelings.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, this is what he going to act like.
But I'll say this. It works both ways. I too have experience where you act like I became a different person overall when I've always and the funny thing is, no matter what we went through, when we were going through our season, I was dealing with somebody else, And they, like, their friend reached out to her to try to bash me, and she was like, I can't even tell you that about my ex. Like, he always took care of us. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have to worry about nothing. And I'm like, that's a fact. That doesn't change based off of circumstances. Right. So to women, I'll say, regarding men who have always been there and always been present, don't let situations allow you to paint narratives based off of your feelings that could trickle down to the kids. You got kids who grow up bitter at their fathers because the mom didn't want to let the father come around. And that's not letting men off the hook, because a lot of men will just say, bump it, I'll pay my child support and I'll move on. We don't move like that around here. Nobody in my circle, nobody close. We do everything we can to be in our kids' lives.
Right, absolutely.
But there are some instances where the woman is very adamant. And if I can't make excuses for those men, but let's just start by not making it that dang hard for men to still be present with the kids, because they may not want to be with you. Right. Maybe it's okay. I don't want to be where I'm not wanted.
Right.
But I think it's like we make it like we just have to have people. We have to be with them. No, you don't. It's okay. And if they choose to leave, let them go. The kids are always going to be more important once that dynamic is broken.
Right.
Because based off what we believe, the husband and wife are the most important dynamic. But in the instance that is broken, mm-hmm. please make sure that your kids are the number one focus. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you on that dynamic that, hey, listen, we shouldn't have much to argue about or talk about. But what happened in my situation was she always had this idea of, I can't see why we can't be friends and why we can't just be cool and why I can't barbecue and y'all come over. And I'm like, I'm just not there. Like, and it's no disrespect. I want her to watch this. Like I said, we're in a great place now, at least where I took the onus and responsibility for how I've moved. Like, so to actually go back 2 days ago. So it was me and my wife's anniversary. We celebrated 2 years of marriage, right? And so I wanted to get my girls a week earlier, and it's my actual daughter and my niece. So I wanted to get them a week earlier so me and my wife could have the whole weekend to ourselves. So I asked her if it was cool. She said yes. But what I didn't realize is that I threw off our schedule when I did that. And so then when I didn't have them, I was expecting to get them again. And she got a little snarky with me, folk. It was the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? I didn't respond in the way that I normally do. But it's the humility that I've learned to have, because I do want healthy relationships, that I was able to see the wrong, apologize, and then correct it. And now we can move forward. And so the same thing I told her through the text, I told my daughter through the text, and it was cool. We on the same page.
Right.
But that stuff, man, I'll just say this. When it comes to co-parenting, whether it's men or women, mm-hmm. healing isn't the easiest thing to do. And sometimes what I think happens a lot is you'll think you're good, but then it'll be something that opens a wound.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And you be like, man, bro, that's why I can't woo woo woo. Like, you'll be wanting to cuss.
Right.
But I'm learning. And it's not that we've reached the apex or whatever, but right. it's Absolutely like, man, not. We are in a much better place. I was happy to hear my daughter be able to feel like she could say something about her mom and me not tense up or feel away.
Right, love.
Because that stuff happens on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying? Right. So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into the rest of it. You know what I'm talking about? Hi, man, we back in this thing, man. We had to pay a few bills, you know what I'm talking about? You know, that boy Chuck Riddle used to say, we'll be back in 2-2. But nah, man, one of the things I wanted to get into before we got into the whole child support dynamic is I want to get your opinion on this, because I'm like, my ex is very independent. And so one of the things I expressed to my daughter that you don't understand how grateful I am that I was able to express this to her. But I was able to express to her how her mom's independence makes me feel like I'm not wanted. And that was where all of the issues were coming from.
Wow.
Because of the fact that I'm a father who wants to be a father every day.
Right.
And, you know, she moved to Benbrook, which is like 40 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's not a reality where, unless me and my wife are, you know, got our own business and we don't got to clock in nowhere,
right,
that we could even make that happen. And even still, why would you want to drive 40 minutes there and 40 minutes back every day to make sure they get to school. It's like, I feel like she hasn't worked with me as a co-parent at times, but I can't speak for her situation and what she needed to do for her.
Right.
But my overall point was, I just wanted her to communicate. Like, just keep me in the loop. My daughter said, well, she said she wanted to give me a car when I turned 16. And I'm like, well, that's next year. I'm like, it's cool. She's teaching her how to drive now, but let me know. And so it's about the independence. Like, she feels like to this day, even though we in a good space, she feels like, well, if you want to do something, you just need to come to me because I'm going to just do what I'm going to do. And I'm like, bruh, I literally can't do that. And she feels justified in it. And she said this, so it's not a knock against. It's not like I'm trying to knock her, but she literally told me as well during that first conversation that she feels like she's pretty much responsible for the child that my daughter is. Like, and that's like a big blow to a person like me who's been very instrumental. It's almost like we split the time, if you want to be honest, because I was so heavily involved up until 7 or 8, and she's played a much bigger role now. Not to say she didn't play a big role then, but she's playing a much bigger role now because of the dynamics that, you know what I'm saying? So is that something that I just need to let go with time and it'll get better because she may be moving closer? Or because I'm like, I don't know how to deal with that because it just seems a little disrespectful, just a little bit.
There is nothing you can do about that, bro. I can't think of one thing you can do about that but continue to inconvenience yourself and realize that there's only a small window left in which your daughter's going to be under her roof. Like, so it's like you can take the route that's current going, or you can say, okay, she's there, I'm here, I know I'm an active father, my daughter needs me, I'm going to be present, whatever it is, and say, I'll suck it up, be inconvenienced for 3 or 4 years until she chooses to go to college, military, start a bit, or whatever it is she's going to do.
Yeah, the good thing is I'm hoping that she moves closer because that will create a better dynamic.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that we're not at odds. And if you ever watch this, I promise you, I'm not trying to talk negatively. Giving the facts based off our circumstances. Right. But yeah, man, it's been tough at times, man. Absolutely. Because, and you know, the crazy thing about these dynamics is we never account for how that person may feel, and they may feel the exact same way. Yeah. They may feel like, she may feel like something I've said or done or not said or done is disrespectful, or that I didn't do a good job of communicating or providing something. And so, man, this co-parenting thing ain't no joke.
At all.
But one of the things that also ain't no joke is child support.
Mm-mm.
And so I want you to kind of get into your dynamic of what you wanted to hit on, and I want to hit you with an underhand on my take.
Okay, so I started from a place of, I'm on child support. She probably ain't taking me off. I just go ahead and say it. I didn't accept it. It is what it is. And this is a dynamic where I have 50-50 custody. So I have her just as much, and I'm still on child support.
Mm.
I was almost bullied into it, though, because the way that they were kind of doing it at the time was that it was going to be an offset. So they were going to take what I take home and subtract from what she was taking home, and that was going to be the amount.
Oh, Lord.
So she was just starting, so it was literally almost three times.
They was going to hit you with the gross, too.
So it was almost three times. So I had to end up selling on a dollar amount, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, mind you, I'm sure there's some ways I could have fought. I mean, but at the time, it was just whatever, man. But anyway, what I was going to say to the guys on the co-parenting thing is, don't let the fear of being put on child support let them hold you by your nuts.
Mm.
Like, don't, well, I got to do this. I got to appease her in this area. I got to do this. And you end up going out like a sucker, and you're not being as present as a father as what you need to be. Take the loss on the fight. Because what I found that is, bro, let me go spiritual for a second, is I accepted it. Somehow, some way, all things work out for our good. And my mind, business-wise, opened up. You see what I'm saying? You remember right after when the pandemic hit, I ended up making like $5,000 off masks.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I ended up finding factories, then vendors, and the disinfectant service.
Right.
Yeah, my mind creatively, because I'm going to get my money back. Yeah. You ain't going to just take my money. I'm going to run it back up. And so my mind business-wise opened up, and it's actually, I don't want to pay child support anymore. Don't get me wrong. I ain't just saying it's over.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, so Toy Marie.
Free me.
Free real. You want to rap? So, but it, you got to look at what you may be missing, holding on to that anger if you are on child support. And, man, just don't let nobody just hold you. Don't let nobody control you by fear of maybe being bent on something. They're going to do what they want to anyway.
Yeah. And so situation definitely was different in the regards of I was just so ready to be separate from her. Mm-hmm. That I didn't give a crap. I thought joint conservatorship meant we 50-50 down the middle, whoop, and I don't think that's what it is. Like, I don't. Even to this day, I still don't know what that mean. Because when it came to, like, right around the time of the pandemic, she was feeling a way because she felt like, well, you just don't like me, so I'm going to prove you right in what you think about me, right? Water under the bridge, but it's what happened. And so what happened is she started holding me to what the divorce decree said, which was Friday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
On her birthday, I could get her for 2 hours.
Wow.
And, you know, every other in the summer, however that go, that was crushing me, yo. What it did do is force us to have a conversation because I tried it for a couple weeks and I was just like, bro, I need my kid, bro. That is no time to spend with a kid. Like, not a kid that you want to be around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the let me get the kids on the weekend so I can do whatever I want during the week type of kid. Like, that's just not me. Right. And so, yeah, man, that I didn't realize that type of stuff, that type of language was in the divorce decree until that moment. And mind you, this was like a 5-6 year gap in between that. And I thought that was kind of ruthless, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm like, she must have been looking through that thing, licking that thumb, going through power. I'm like, how did you even know that you could do that?
Right,
but
right.
It is what it is. But in my case, like I said, we had agreed to, let me go ahead and punch you in the stomach real quick. We actually agreed to $150 every 2 weeks.
So I don't think he has license to speak on this subject anymore. Bro, I spent that on candy last week.
Oh, God.
Bro.
Woo.
Hey, hold on. I ain't saying it in a minute. Turn my mic off, bro.
No problem. I got you. Don't worry about it. He did a little time this self. Hey, listen. Fight why he fell sometimes. Listen, we agreed to $150 every 2 weeks, and I thought that was a travesty. Let me cut you back on, dog. Yeah, I thought that was just a crying shame that you would do a
clutch.
Hey, did you? Oh, yeah. hey, we'll both go. Cash a little to tell the story. But listen, dollar bills is dollar bills.
That man said $70-some-odd a week.
Hey, $70-some-odd. Oh, snap. Oh, I'm going to tell you how broke I was, though. I ended up getting behind. Boy, I wasn't making no money for a little while. It ended up stacking up on me like $2,500. So I had to pay her back. Hey, she ended up taking me off, though. That's the crazy thing. So it was around the same time. But she had got with this dude. And you know what I'm saying? They was together for a while. I don't know if he put a bug in her or she just thought I was a stand-up guy all of a sudden. But for whatever the reason, she ended up taking me off child support. But I was 25 in the hole, and she said, hey, folks, you gotta pay me that, dog. You gotta rub me that. So eventually I paid it off, dog. And you know what I'm saying? It was what it was. But yeah, dog, the old 150. Every 2 weeks.
Rob, dog, never asked you that dollar amount, man.
Yeah, I ain't want to say nothing. When I hear y'all talking, I'm like, you nigga, God. Boy, y'all got a horror story. Boy, I'd have been homeless. Hey, this boy been working with the police department since he was 18. That boy had hit at six figures a long time ago. I was not there, sir. Oh, I was working for the, I was working for the state too. Oh. It was not there. Oh gosh, bro.
Bro, my head hurt.
But bro. Yeah, dog. That was my little situation, but I did appreciate her for taking me off. And I will say, and I'll say this, don't lose hope that that could also happen to you. You never know, and I'm being so serious with this, you never know what could happen. We only assume that that's the case. We only assume that that's the case because I was listening to Kelly and all these other people. Boy, they ain't gonna, I wish you could put you back on. It's, man, knock it off, bro. Like, I'm not, that ain't my story. Right. You know what I'm saying? And thank God that we still desire to work together. But the moral of the story is they both are kids. If money isn't even involved, ladies, some men end up getting their kids because the women are aggressive and abusive or they druggies, whatever it may be.
Right.
Can we just do everything we can not to disrespect that person in front of the children, number one?
Yeah.
And let's do everything we can to really make it about the children. Yep, yep. If it means that we can't be friends for the foreseeable future, you got to be okay with that. And don't try to dictate shots because it is a gut-wrenching thing. Let me say this. I never went into marriage looking for divorce.
Yeah.
Even though it may not have been something that I should have chose at that time based off of me being 19 years old and a kid on the way and
right.
never experienced as much life as it would take to understand what it, and even if you're 40 and you get married, doesn't mean it's going to be successful. You joining together with somebody is a whole different dynamic than what you could ever bargain for. Yeah. And so I just say proceed with caution, man. Like, make it about the kids. Be together and work as much as you can to come to a healthy resolution. So I ask you this then. What do you see as the future dynamic and how you would like to see it evolve concerning your situation and co-parenting?
To be transparent, I'm good where it's at, man. Because we can sit across, we can have a meal together. The birthdays are fine. We laugh, have a good time. I can call and cap with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to exchange. You know what I mean? So if she need advice on something, she'll still, she may still call and ask something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's working on a project and she needs my expertise. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because the real ones always...
Always they realize we're rare, so they got to call. Yeah. It don't be that many.
Don't get it twisted because you feel a way.
Yeah,
you
know, so, but...
still real.
But yeah, the dynamic, the way we are with our kids together, man, is our kids... I can tell because my daughter, her mood will change. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I want my kids to, as they get older and kind of see, because I heard the divorce hit some kids like around that junior high, you got to really kind of watch them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They say you really have to watch them, so... Which there's still some room there, you know what I mean? But if we notice a change in behavior, I'll call and say, is something going on over there? Or she saw something, is something going on over here? And, I mean, we just communicate. When it's the tutoring, whatever. And if I know, and if you know you the, if you know you the A-side.
Okay.
If you know you the A-side dynamic, and that means financially, right?
Okay.
And it's something for the kid, and you are on child support. If the kid needs it, the kid needs it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we can work out the logistics later, and if she's lying and being deceptive, that's honestly between her and God. If that's the dynamic, if the kid needs a tutor, don't put that off on child support if she's saying she ain't got it. The kid shouldn't have to suffer from that. If you can make it happen, make it happen.
Very true.
And also, men, when it comes down to the you wanting time with your child, if you're able to do more, historically, the women take them to their doctor's appointments. The women volunteer at the school. You still a parent.
Yeah.
So take off work or do it. Be at all award stuff.
Say.
Volunteer at the field day. Like, take them to the dentist appointment. Take them to the doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
I limit. You know, I don't like nobody saying nothing to me. So man. I do everything in my capacity to limit what can be said.
Yep.
I schedule all the that's what I chose to do because I don't want to hear no man. I don't want to hear it. You can't say nothing. I don't want no critiques.
Yeah.
Not from her.
Yeah, bro, because I'll say this, bro. There was a huge level of anxiety for years when I would see her number pop up. When I see that, I would be like,
wow,
what's next, bro? And I'm like, it was a real thing. Like, people thought I was capping. I'm like, no, bro, I feel anxiety because I'm like, I don't know what's about to happen. But you know, the strange thing is she felt the same way. And I'm like, I caught cap because I never call you on nothing unless it was pertaining to the kid. My only issue was it seemed like a lot of our issues had less to do with the child and more to do with me.
Yep.
And I'm like, it ain't about me. It's about her. So as long as she's good, we don't have to, you know what I'm saying? But right. I think it just speaks to giving people time. Like, make sure you're doing right by people and give right. them time to grow and mature. And yeah. then we could get into a space where we can be where we're at now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
One more thing, man. Sometimes when the separation happened, understand that at some point it was something that brought y'all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may not want you, and this goes for the man and the woman. They may be calling and want to be in contact with you because they still want access to your gifts.
Mm.
Like, that's a huge, like, that's a huge thing. So they may call and want some encouragement because that may be your natural thing that they were always able to get from you no matter what.
Yeah.
So you got a decision to make.
Yep.
you can stop access if that's what you called to do, or you continue to exercise your gift, man, and just let God work out everything else, man. Yep. So you got to, the answer may not be block them, communicate through the kid's cell phone or email or whatever. You got to, every situation is different, man.
Yeah.
But if you can get some of the anger and bitterness out of your heart, though, I think it really opens up the clarity for what God is really calling you to do in your situation.
Right. Because that's not easy to do. Because I'll say I got my daughter a phone early, like,
yeah,
because I was like, I don't want to talk to you. And I've just refused, and you can't control it, so it is what it is. But, man, I think this whole thing is about just growing up and maturing, man. Like, co-parenting ain't easy, but it can be done. And I think if I was to look at an ideal situation, it would be one that is full of open communication and planning for the future together for this kid, because it don't stop until they become an adult. And then in a lot of areas, what does that look like? What does adulthood look like? Like, it ain't when they're 18, because that just mean that's right. a legal age that they gave you in the world. Especially that don't mean nothing. And I just don't see my daughter going off the wagon wanting to go somewhere. Like, my daughter isn't even sure she want to go to college. She right. just, her parents have been entrepreneurs her whole life. She's just looking like, that's too much that I can do.
Absolutely.
And so, man, listen, you have been listening to another episode of the Wayne's World Podcast. And I'll let you guys in on something. This will be formally known as the Wayne's World Podcast. We will be making a shift in the name. A lot of that stuff will be revealed here super soon. We want to make it abundantly clear who our audience is, who we're dealing with, and the topics that we're going to get into. And so I look forward to it. I'm excited about it. And, man, there's really a lot of more things to come. Please check out the sponsors. Go support them. Go check out their businesses. I'm sure you've seen them pop up in here, and we thank you guys. We love you. We appreciate everything you've done.
Absolutely.
For your listenership. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe as always. Until next time, life is hard enough, so please don't just live elevated. Until next week, we love you. May the Lord keep you. We'll see you at the conference. Peace.